Democrat Sri Tanadhar calls to impeach Trump for sending El Salvador an illegal immigrant to prison in El Salvador. By Catherine Hamilton on April 17, 2025. A Democrat House member called on Wednesday to impeach President Donald Trump over his administration's handling of a Supreme Court decision from earlier this month ordering the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a man in the United States illegally but who was mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. Despite this ruling, the Supreme Court has no enforcement power, meaning the Trump administration can choose to ignore that demand, WGME reported. U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg subsequently ruled this week that the court has probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt for overstepping the ruling, the report states. Representative Sri Tanadhar, DME, posted to X after the ruling saying he thinks the administration's actions warrant Trump's impeachment. I've seen enough, Tanadhar wrote. Donald Trump is not abiding by a lawful Supreme Court ruling. As a member of Congress, I fully support impeaching him. Now. As Breitbart News previously reported, the Supreme Court's decision clarified that the Trump administration does not have to immediately retrieve Garcia from El Salvador, noting that the judge-imposed deadline has already expired while advising it should be prepared to share what it can concerning the steps it has taken and the prospect of further steps. The ruling criticized District Judge Paul Azzinis for potentially overstepping by ordering the government to effectuate his return, which could infringe on the executive's foreign affairs authority. The district court was directed to clarify its order with deference to the president's powers. A Justice Department spokesman said in a statement at the time that the ruling shows the Supreme Court understands it is the exclusive prerogative of the president to conduct foreign affairs, adding it illustrates that activist judges do not have the jurisdiction to seize control of the president's authority to conduct foreign policy. Abrego Garcia, a Beltsville, Maryland resident with a wife and three children, was deported as part of a Trump policy targeting alleged Venezuelan gang members. Immigration officials labeled him an MS-13 member but admitted his deportation was an administrative error. A 2019 immigration judge had ruled that he could not be deported to El Salvador due to persecution risks. His lawyers called the deportation a Kafkaesque mistake, noting he faced no charges and had complied with U.S. immigration requirements. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt countered that the administration had credible intelligence proving Garcia was involved in human trafficking and that he allegedly was a leader of the brutal MS-13 gang. The administration maintains the position that this individual, who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our country, was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. That is fact number one, Leavitt said. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking. And, fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Harford County, Maryland, Sheriff Jeff Galler told Fox News 29-year-old Abrego Garcia is 1,000% a member of the violent MS-13 gang and a documented domestic abuser.